This meeting of the Education Joint Appropriations Subcommittee will now come to order. The clerk will please take the roll.
Vice Chair Solomon.
Excused.
Senator Esp.
Here.
Senator Morjo.
Here.
Senator Fuller.
Here.
Senator, Representative Keo.
Here.
Representative Windy Boy.
Here.
Representative Jones.
Here.
Chair Beatty.
Here. We have a quorum, and we will continue with our inaugural meeting. We have a bit of administrative work to attend to today, but first I'd like to welcome all members of this committee. It looks like a very familiar group here. New member that came to the committee from last session in, is Senator Esp, and I look forward to having his wisdom brought to bear on education budget for the state. Now let us get on to some administration. First, of course, I'd like to introduce our clerk, and that is Megan Mall. She'll be working with us throughout the session. She also is the manager of the Snack Fund. So if you would please see Megan at the end of the meeting and provide her $10 to eat your snacks. Some people, they'll get their money's worth, and some will get more than their money's worth on that, I'm sure. We'll replenish this. We shall replenish the snack fund as needed. Next, I'd like to introduce our Sergeant Bob Tipton. He has a few words to say to us today. So, Mr. Tipton.
Thank you, Chair. My name's Bob Tipton, and I'll be in these two rooms most of the day. So whenever you guys have a meeting, if you have any questions before or after, whatever, need any help with anything, go ahead and get a hold of me. We'll do the very best we can to take care of everybody, okay? I have a few things I'd like to go over for evacuation or emergency situations. If there is a fire bell, I always call them fire drills. I taught for 42 years in coaching support, so everything goes back to school in my head. But we will leave through this door, and we try to keep this door. We don't try. We would like this door closed and locked all the time. So we'll go out that door, we'll come down the hall, and we'll go out the house gallery and go down to the fire stairs, okay? Well, we will do that also just for an evacuation because it's closer for us and faster for you guys, easier. We will come outdoors when we come out. So if you have your car keys and stuff, you might want to keep them because honestly, if we go out there, who knows how long we're out there or when we'll come back in. If there is something else, I'll come in and try to keep you informed right away. Like we have a lockdown, we'll make sure everything's locked down and we'll stay in here until we get the word to go, okay? I told the chair this morning if there's anything that goes on and he needs help with something, if we have to clear the room or something, he's in charge of that. He'll direct me and we'll do it from there, okay? And I'm out here, so if you need to send or would like to send somebody out to get me in, or there'll be another gentleman too, Mr. Christie, who will be up here helping me. And if you guys need something, just send somebody out to get us, okay? Other than that, I just welcome you all, and I'm glad to be here, and it'd be nice to meet all of you, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you, Sergeant Tipton. Next, I'd like to introduce our staff. We have here, what we don't have here is Katie Gunther. She gets to spend time with Section A today. We also have Julia Patton. You are all familiar with her. I see Katie Callen is here as well. And Alice Hecht will be also supporting us from LFD. Pretty much the same old team. Also, really glad to see the Governor's Budget Office analysts here today, Nancy Hall. She's been here a few years, and Ben, I'm going to slay your last name, Turnus. I did it right. Okay, great. For one time this session. So thank you. We'll all be spending a lot of quality time together over the next several weeks. must attend to the rules, subcommittee rules. You have a copy of those on the on your desk. Please note that on Mondays we will gavel in at 9 o'clock, and the rest of the days of the week it will be at 8:30. Quorum requires 5 members. Proxies are allowed. We'll have proxy forms available tomorrow. If for some reason you need to advise us of a proxy, otherwise you may email Megan your proxy directions. We are going to be asking agencies to give us briefing materials, handouts, 3 days prior to the hearing. I will ask staff to remind agencies to meet that those timelines so that you have adequate time to prepare for the hearings that they provide for us. Of course, public comment will be allowed, and I don't think I need to elaborate on that as well. And as I'm looking at my cell phone, I'm checking to make sure it's on silent. It is. Please do that. It is a small group, but donuts are good. Finally, the binders that you see there at your desk, happily we have binders this year. I'm old school and I like paper. If you choose to leave them here in the committee room, that's perfectly okay. Staff will collect those at the end of the day and bring them back for our next hearing. It's up to you. Leave them on the desk. They'll be secured. Take them home if you like carrying extra things. I do. Are there any questions on our rules of the game for this subcommittee? Very well. Our business today is to take a look at the budgetary starting point. We will have a discussion on that today in preparation for executive action tomorrow. I'll turn this over to Julia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So there's a document in front of you. It's stapled several pages. It looks like this. And this is the base budget starting point. So the way that this that these numbers are created, I guess, are we take the fiscal year 2023 budget that was approved by the legislature last session, and we look at only the ongoing portion, so none of the one-time only or OTO appropriations. There are some other House and Senate bills that are factored in, generally ones that have terminology that specifically say that they are to be included in the base budget moving forward, and then sometimes others are too, even if it's not explicitly stated in the bill, if they are ongoing funding. And then there are also some budgetary changes that are made as allowed in statute, as approved by the Office of Budget and Program Planning in the Governor's Office. And those budget changes are included up to a deadline. Obviously, fiscal year 2023 won't be complete until the end of June. And so there is a cutoff that's sometime in the fall that is agreed upon. And so those kind of three steps are how we create the base budget. And so that is the starting point from which you will then adopt decision packages or DPs during executive action after we've heard from all the agencies. So I can answer any questions or we can proceed to discussion.
Are there any questions for Julia? Are there any questions online? I guess we don't have any committee members online. Julia,
one more thing to add is that if you look at, let's say, the first page, this is the Office of Public Instruction, you'll notice it's broken down by program. So Program 6, which is the State Level Activities Program, and then Program 9, which is the Local Education Activities Program. And you'll notice it's repeated twice, once on the right and once on the left. On the right-hand side, we have the what we call first-level expenditure, but it's basically the expenditure category, so whether it's personal services, operating expenses, etc. And on the left-hand side is the same the total should be the same, but this time it's shown by fund type, whether it's general fund, state special, or federal special revenue.
Thank you, Julia. Well, tomorrow, I see no one raising any questions today. I myself see no reason to depart from our standard approach to establishing our starting point, but we can have that discussion tomorrow before taking executive action. If there is no further discussion from the committee, I'll ask if there is any public comment at this time. Is there any public comment in the room on the starting point or any other matter? Is there any public comment online?
No, there's not.
Very well. We'll now move on to a quick review of our upcoming agenda. We will have a hearing tomorrow for the Montana Arts Council. You will find their analysis in your binder. Believe it or not, we will schedule no committee meeting on Friday. I know that this will shock many of you based upon the operation tempo I put you through during the interim. At this point, there's no need for us to have a committee meeting at that time. Monday, we'll take on some budget training and then move right into the Office of Public Instruction on Tuesday and get into the rhythm of seeing our various committees. Plan for this session is to replicate how we approached executive action last session, and that is to say that we will have our hearings and we'll reserve executive action until we have heard all of our various agencies. However, interdispersed within the schedule, which you can find online in the message that Katie sent to you, we have allowed for work days allow us to, you know, recap what we've heard from agencies and kind of prep ourselves for where we think executive action eventually is going to go. I think it's a sound practice that has been in place here for at least two sessions I've been here, and I think it's a good way for us to be able to make, shall we say, value judgments between agencies when it comes to funding. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Nancy, did you have anything for us?
Mr. Chair, you have 3 o'clock this afternoon, a joint hearing. Is that still the plan?
Yes, and I was going to get to that part of our schedule because that's a today part of the schedule. This afternoon, we're going to be in a joint meeting with the two policy committees from education policy committees from each chamber. This particular meeting is to provide a summary of the work we did in our two meetings we had with the constitutional players in education. And it's simply to review with, because not everyone was involved with that. It was only the interim education committee and our IBC that heard this. We're going to get a quick review of the case for change, which was something that was discussed in depth. We'll have a quick review of the four jointly agreed upon policy directions that we thought were important for the state. And then we'll also have some discussion on data modernization. Because one thing that seems to be clear is in order for us to move many things that we think are important in for education in this state, from K-12 through higher education through workforce, will require a sophisticated data modernization system that allows the effective but secure of transfer of data between agencies. And we'll be bringing in some outside folks to give us some perspectives on that. We will not have a hearing with any agencies. I think I know where you're going with this. It may be an interesting meeting for you to attend, but you may have fiscal notes or something like that that you're working on. So I don't think it will be up to you whether it's worth your time. But yes, 3 o'clock today in 102, we will reconvene for a joint meeting. And Representative Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And in actuality, Full House of Probes is in as well. So it's Full House of Probes and both the policies and E, so it's big. It's all of full of probes.
Yes, I We proposed doing this, and every time I turned to Representative Jones, he invited someone else, and I finally said, you need to, if you invite another person, we're going to do this in the House chamber. So I think, but I think it's important here for, I mean, I think we did good work. And most all of you are with us on this, this effort we had to pull the constitutional players together in education. I think it's important for that to be shared amongst legislators because it may provide some perspective as we look at education bills that are coming through and maybe even, and of course, it may even have some influence on how we think about budgeting for House Bill 2. And thank you, Nancy. I actually was going to bring that up, but it's one of those things I might have missed if you hadn't reminded me, so thank you very much. Are there any other questions for members of the committee, or does staff have anything else that needs to be put out here? Well, I'm sure that everyone has other things to do, so I will adjourn this meeting at this time.